Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, calls on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi, briefs the Prime Minister on the progress in various areas of mutually beneficial cooperation. Indian Navy's indigenously built advanced stealth frigate Taragiri to be commissioned in Visakhapatnam today. US President Donald Trump sacks his Attorney General Pam Bondi. US Army Chief also removed amid Iran war. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for a peaceful settlement to West Asia conflict. SAF Under 20 Championship final to be played between defending champions India and Bangladesh in Male, Maldives today. And now the details. First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. During the meeting yesterday, Mr. Manturov briefed the Prime Minister on the progress in various areas of mutually beneficial cooperation, including trade and economic partnership, fertilizers, connectivity, and people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi recalled the successful visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin to India in December last year for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Mr. Modi expressed satisfaction at the sustained efforts being made by both sides towards implementation of the outcomes from the annual summit aimed at further strengthening the India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the commissioning ceremony of the advanced stealth frigate INS Taragiri at the Naval Dockyard in Visakhapatnam today. The commissioning underscores the strategic and maritime significance of India's eastern seaboard. It also reflects the Indian Navy's continued focus on enhancing combat readiness and operational capability while reinforcing the objectives of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Mr. Singh will also take part in a series of official engagements related to the Indian Navy and defence research. He will review key naval facilities in the city as part of efforts to assess operational preparedness. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has underlined the importance of round-the-clock monitoring of West Asian situation and the need to respond in a calibrated manner to deal with any eventuality. Chairing the second meeting of the informal group of ministers in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Singh informed that the IGOM was apprised of the measures being taken by the government in the wake of the ongoing conflict. During the meeting, the seven empowered group of secretaries briefed the meet on the steps being taken to tackle the situation. The Defence Ministry said that the measures will reduce cost pressures on downstream sectors, including textiles, packaging and pharmaceuticals, facilitate supply stability in the country and provide requisite clarity for investors contemplating investments in India. Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth flagged off Indian Ocean ship IOS Sagar from Mumbai. Addressing the gathering yesterday, Mr. Seth said that the IOS Sagar initiative is a reflection of India's collective vision of leadership through partnership, strength through unity, and progress through peace. He underscored India's approach of neighbourhood first and vision Mahasagar, mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions, and said a free, open, inclusive Indo-Pacific is in the interest of all nations. Naval Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi in his address underscored the need for collaborative approaches to ensure a free, open and secure Indian Ocean.
Last year alone, the IOR witnessed a staggering 3,700 maritime incidents of varying nature. Additionally, narcotics seizure in the region exceeded $1 billion in 2025, highlighting the persistence and spread of such challenges in our region. In such a complex maritime environment, marked by intense contestation and uneven enforcement, the coming together of 16 like-minded maritime nations for a shared purpose and collective commitment through IOS Sagar is rare and significant.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri represented India at a meeting convened by the UK Foreign Secretary on the situation in West Asia. More than 60 countries participated in the meeting. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Mr. Misri noted the importance of the principles of freedom of navigation and unimpeded transit through international waterways during the meeting. He emphasized the impact of the crisis on Indian energy security and the fact that India remains the only country to have lost mariners in attacks on merchant shipping in the Gulf. The Foreign Secretary also underlined that the way out of the crisis consisted of de-escalation and a return to the path of diplomacy and dialogue among all concerned parties. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. US President Donald Trump has sacked his Attorney General, Pam Bondi. He announced this in a Truth Social post. She will be replaced by Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. President Trump was reportedly displeased with Bondi's release of the files relating to Jeffrey Epstein. He said that Bondi will be transitioning to a much-needed and important new job in the private sector. 60-year-old Bondi is the second cabinet official dismissed by Mr. Trump following the removal of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem on March the 5th. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for a peaceful settlement to the West Asia conflict. He said that it is high time for the United States and Israel to stop the war that is inflicting immense human suffering and triggering devastating economic consequences. He asked Iran to stop attacking neighboring nations. Speaking to the press outside the Security Council in New York, the UN chief said every day this war continues, human suffering grows.
To the United States and Israel, it's high time to stop the war that is inflicting immense human suffering and already triggering devastating economic consequences. To Iran, to stop attacking their neighbors. Security Council has condemned these attacks and reaffirmed the need to respect navigational rights and freedoms along critical maritime routes, including the Strait of Hormuz. Conflicts do not end on their own. They end when leaders choose dialogue over destruction. That choice still exists and must be made now.
Emphasizing that diplomatic efforts are underway to find a peaceful path forward, Mr. Guterres said disputes must be settled peacefully and sovereignty and territorial integrity of all member states must be respected. He said that world is on the edge of a wider war that would engulf the whole West Asia with dramatic impacts around the globe. Amazon's cloud computing arm has suffered another attack in the West Asia. Iran struck on Amazon Web Services facility in Bahrain on Wednesday, causing temporary disruption to services. Earlier in the conflict, Iran targeted two AWS data centers in the UAE and a separate commercial facility in Bahrain. In Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad, SRH, defeated Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR, by 65 runs at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. The South Asian Football Federation Under-20 Championship Final will be played between defending champions India and Bangladesh in Malé, Maldives today. India reached the final by defeating Bhutan 5-0, while Bangladesh beat Nepal 1-0 in the semi-finals. Both teams previously drew 1-1 in the group stage. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, calls on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi, briefs the Prime Minister on the progress in various areas of mutually beneficial cooperation. Indian Navy's indigenously built advanced stealth frigate Taragiri to be commissioned in Visakhapatnam today. US President Donald Trump sacks his Attorney General Pam Bondi, US Army Chief, also removed amid Iran war. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for a peaceful settlement to West Asia conflict and SAF Under-20 Championship Final to be played between defending champions India and Bangladesh in Malé, Maldives today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.